Hello and welcome to another week and another month of Orbit, the devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. My name is Martin Saunders. Each weekday, we take a small piece of the Bible and try to apply what it means to our everyday lives. At the moment, we're working our way through Paul's amazing letter to the church in Rome. So today's Bible reading is Romans chapter 12 and verses 4 to 8. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Everyone is good at something. We can't all throw a ball. I can't, actually. We can't all run long distances. Me again. We can't all speak fluently in another language. I can't do that either. But every single one of us, even me, has strengths, skills, and abilities that others don't. Our different strengths and weaknesses are all part of what makes us uniquely us. This is true when it comes to natural gifts and abilities, like being good at a certain school subject or having a certain kind of brain that's able to process lots of information. It's also true of supernatural spiritual gifts. If in God's family, the church, some of us are good at welcoming or encouraging others or making a place feel hospitable, others of us are great at preaching or leading musical worship, and still others find that they can hear really clearly from God or speak in tongues or bring healing even to others. All of us have at least one of those many gifts, but no one has all of them. In today's passage, Paul says that the family of God is like a body with many different parts. Just like a body has hands, feet, organs, and features that are all different from each other, the church is made up of lots of very different people. But in order for the human body to function properly, all these elements need each other, and it's the same for the church. Paul often returns to this picture of the church as a body. So it's obviously one he wants us to remember and reflect on. The truth is that very often we underestimate ourselves and our gifts. We downplay them, and at the same time, we downgrade our importance within the church. But Paul says our gifts are all important, vital even, if the church family is going to function as a whole. The message here is clear. Whatever your particular light is, let it shine. Paul says that if we have a gift, and we all do, then we need to practice it and put it to work for the sake of God's kingdom. God has given you amazing strengths and gifts. Stop underestimating them. As the poet Marianne Williamson wrote, "Your playing small doesn't serve the world." So, know your gifts and use them. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Lord God, I thank you for the gifts and strengths that you've given me, which are part of what makes me unique. I pray that you would give me the confidence to practice and grow in my gifts and teach me to use them to build your kingdom. Amen. As always, there's now a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or be still in some silence. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge to try and apply this thought, put it into action in your everyday life. Here's today's challenge. Sit down with a piece of paper or a notes app on your phone, if you prefer, and try to make a list of your gifts. If you find that hard, you might want to start by making a similar list for one or two friends of somebody else's gifts. Sometimes it's easier to see the great qualities in other people than it is in ourselves. But after you've done that, make sure you reflect on your own strengths too. What has God put in your hands? What has he enabled you to do that some other people can't do? After you've made that list, spend some time praying, asking God to use you and your gifts for his purposes. And then maybe after that, go out and put your gifts into practice. If you want to get in touch about today's Orbit or anything that we've talked about over the last few weeks, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or get in touch with us on Instagram @stmarys_satellites. Above all, we'd love to know what you make of this daily reflection. Let us know you're listening. It would be a huge encouragement. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.